We'll want to...
Whoa! A quick motion came from Teft, like a punch being thrown. Kaladin moved by reflex, moving to a defensive stance, arms up, one hand to fist, the other to block. Something blossomed within Kaladin, like a deep breath drawn in, like a burning liquor injected directly into his blood. A powerful wave pulsed through his body. Energy, strength, awareness. It was like the body's natural alert response to danger, only it was 100-fold more intense. Kaladin caught Teft's fist, moving blurringly quick. Teft froze.
What are you doing?
Teft smiled. He stepped back, pulling his fist free.
Kalek! That's some grip you've got.
Why did you try to strike me?
I wanted to see something. You're holding that pouch of spheres Lopin gave you, you see? And your own pouch with what we've gathered lately. More stormlight than you've probably ever carried, at least recently.
What does that have to do with anything?
Gacho! You're glowing.
Kaladin frowned.
What is he talking?
And then he noticed it. It was very faint, but it was there. Wisps of luminescent smoke curling up from his skin. Like steam coming off a bowl of hot water on a cold winter night. Shaking, Kaladin put the medical pack on the broad rim of the water barrel. He felt a moment of coldness on his skin.
What was that?
Shocked, he raised his other hand, looking at the wisps streaming off of it.
What did you do to me?
The older bridge man was still smiling.
Answer me!
Kaladin stepped forward, grabbing the front of Teft's shirt.
Stormfather, but I feel strong.
I didn't do anything, lad. You've been doing this for a while now. I caught you feeding off Stormlight when you were sick.
Stormlight?
Kaladin hastily released Teft, fishing at the pouch of spheres in his pocket. He yanked it free and pulled it open. It was dark inside. All 5 gemstones had been drained. The white light streaming from Kaladin's skin faintly illuminated the inside of the bag.
Oh, now that's something.
Kaladin spun to find the haired Dazian man bending down and looking at the medical pack. Then Kaladin saw it. He thought he'd set the pack on the rim of the barrel, but in his haste, he just pressed it against the side of the barrel. The pack now clung to the wood, stuck there, hanging as if from an invisible hook. Faintly streaming light, just like Kaladin. As Kaladin watched, the light faded, and the pack slumped free and fell to the ground. Kaladin raised a hand to his forehead, looking from the surprised Lopin to the curious Teft. Then he glanced around the lumberyard, frantic. Nobody else was looking at them. In the sunlight, the vapors were too faint to see from a distance.
Stormfather, what? How?
He caught sight of a familiar shape above. Syl moved like a blown leaf, tossed this way and that, leisurely, faint.
She did it. What has she done to me?
He stumbled away from Lopin and Teft, running towards Syl, his footsteps propelling him forward with too much speed.
Syl!
She zipped down to hover before him, changing from a leaf to a young woman standing in the air.
Yes?
Come with me!
Kaladin hurried to one of the alleys between barracks. He pressed himself up against a wall, standing in the shade. Nobody could see him here. Syl alighted in the air before him, hands behind her back, looking closely at him.
You're glowing.
What have you done to me?
She cocked her head, then shrugged.
Syl?
I don't know, Kaladin. I can only faintly remember things I used to know so well. This world, interacting with men.
But you did do something.
We have done something. It wasn't me, it wasn't you, but together...
That isn't very helpful.
I know, I'm sorry.
Kaladin raised a hand. In the shade, the light streaming off of him was more obvious.
If someone walks by...
How do I get rid of it?
Why do you want to get rid of it?
Well, because... Because!
Syl didn't respond. Something occurred to Kaladin. Something, perhaps, he should have asked long ago.
You're not a Windspren, are you?
No.
What are you then?
I don't know. I bind things.
Bind things?
When she played pranks, she made items stick together. Shoes stuck to the ground and made men trip. People reached for their jackets hanging on hooks and couldn't pull them free. Kaladin reached down, picking a stone up off the ground. It was as big as his palm, weathered smooth by high storm winds and rain. He pressed it against the wall of the barrack and willed his light into the stone. He felt a chill. The rock began to stream with luminescent vapors. When Kaladin pulled his hand away, the stone remained where it was, clinging to the side of the building.